We check in now with Eric Steven, Dodgers beat writer for TrueBlueLA.com. Eric, what's happening, man? I'm Nate. This is Katie. Thanks for making the time this morning.
Yeah, my pleasure. How are you guys doing?
Doing well, you know. Well,
I'm fine. He's a Giants fan.
I've gone from, hey, there's nothing to worry about, they still lead the division, to, oh my God, this team's garbage. They can't play defense and they can't pitch and they can't really do anything. Now, for a while there, Eric, the Giants were struggling, and the Dodgers, they were slowly making up ground, but they just couldn't quite get over the top. Over the last week or so, especially Adrian Gonzalez has just caught fire. What is it that has clicked with them, or is it just a matter of things coming together at the right time?
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's so weird, this, like you mentioned, this run by the Dodgers and the sort of swoon by the Giants was unexpected. I mean, they were down 8 games at the worst spot and 6.5 at the All-Star break, and I certainly didn't see the comeback happening this fast, I guess, is what it put it. But yeah, the offense, and like you mentioned, Adrian Gonzalez, with Adrian Gonzalez specifically, he's having a down year, like power wise. Although he's trying to make up for that in the last week or so, I guess. But in Pittsburgh, he took a couple days off where he wasn't in the starting lineup. He ended up playing both games as a reserve, but he was sort of working on his swing and trying to get it right. And pretty much since then, I think he's hitting over 350 since that time, and he's hitting a ton of doubles since then. And then I think the power is starting to come back. He hit obviously 3 home runs Monday, but he hit 2 home runs last week too. You know, him combined with sort of a resurgent Justin Turner, and then, you know, Corey Seager in the middle lineup, and Yasmani Grandal as well. His shoulder's fully healthy after off-season surgery. He set a career high in home runs already. I think he's either tied or like one behind most home runs in baseball as a catcher. So those four have really been, and Howie Kendrick, I'm leaving out a guy here. Those guys are all like basically driving the offense, and they're scoring like 5.5 runs a game or something since the All-Star break, or even more. That's really sort of, you know, pushing all the whatever pitching problems they've had, that's sort of sweeping all that under the rug because the offense has been so good.
Eric, it's a long season, and you expect teams to have slumps and to get through some things, and you mentioned some for the Dodgers, but one of the things I think that they've really had issues with has been the injuries, and I believe it's like the 27th person they put on the DL and missing Clayton Kershaw. I'm curious from your perspective, because you get to see these guys all the time, what has been the driving force behind the push that they've been able to make up to this point?
Well, I mean, we talked, I guess, in the offseason, you know, it's always weird. They sort of had this, you know, their payroll is like $240 million. So I'm not trying to say they're this sort of, you know, plucky underdog or something. But that said, given that payroll, the front office, I think, did a pretty good job of, you know, assembling sort of depth. I mean, it's hard to do that, really, to have depth that's like, you know, they brought up a ton of guys from the minors and just sort of filled in when they can. But I mean, I think at this point they're almost stretching too thin. Like yesterday they put Scott Kazmir and Brett Anderson on the DL. So Anderson was going to start Thursday in the series and Kazmir was set for Saturday. So they're still in this like this weird like we don't really know the rotation for the weekend yet. Like, they're just still putting things together. Rich Hill starts tonight. They acquired him from the A's August 2nd. He hasn't pitched yet. He really hasn't pitched in a game since July 7th. He did pitch once on July 17th, but he left like 5 pitches in with a blister. So he really hasn't pitched in like 6 or 7 weeks effectively. So he's sort of a question mark, although I think they think he's going to be really good when he's on the mound, and that's going to start tonight. But it's just a matter of getting these guys back. Kershaw's probably, I don't know, 2 weeks away, maybe. And so that's what they're just trying to get by, basically, till like rosters expand in September and when Kershaw gets back and when Hill's healthy. And so that's what they really need, I think.
Eric Steven of TrueBlueLA.com joining us on KHTK. Last thing for you. What's been the biggest difference between Dave Roberts and Don Mattingly?
It's weird. Both have a really good reputation for being, you know, like a player's manager, running the clubhouse very well. I will say this. I think Roberts actually gets probably a little bit higher marks in the clubhouse in terms of I know Andy McCullough, the LA Times, had a pretty good profile of Roberts a couple weeks back. And I think one of the quotes I saw, I think, was Justin Turner said something, you know, about Roberts is really good at nipping things in the bud immediately. Like if there's anything that comes up, he's kind of all over it and it doesn't let it, like, fester. Mattingly was more maybe let the players police it themselves type of a thing. But no, Roberts is super positive. He makes sure to like talk to every player on the roster like every day. And you think about that, that's really hard to do, just from a logistical standpoint. But he's always, you know, I think you think he could run through a wall for that guy. I think just based on his sort of energy. You know, no matter what, like you said, they've thrown so many like curveballs at him with all the, you know, players on the DL, and just think about like trying to say hello to everybody, especially if you have like 15 guys on the DL. You're not just saying hello to 25 guys; you're saying hello to, you know, 30 to 35 or more. So his day has got to be like a super long day just from that standpoint.
Game 2, Giants-Dodgers coming your way tonight from L.A. Eric Steven covers the Dodgers for TrueBlueLA.com, and you can find him on Twitter at TrueBlueLA. Eric, great stuff. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, my pleasure. Anytime.
All right, take care.